here's Jocko.
Awesome. Jocko.
What's happening?
There he is. Jocko Willink. He's got a new book to talk about. He's got probably one of the better podcasts I've heard in a long time out there. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me.
We were just going through your distinguished career as a you reported to basic underwater demolition / SEAL training. Is that blowing stuff up underwater? Is that what it is?
That is definitely part of it.
Is that fun?
Yes, it's the funnest thing you could possibly do as a human being.
All right. How could that not be fun, though? Have you ever been part of a Task Force Bruiser, Cantera?
No.
Because he led Task Force Bruiser. What is Task Force Bruiser?
So, Task Unit Bruiser, and that was two SEAL platoons, and we deployed to Iraq in 2006. We fought in the Battle of Ramadi over the summer of 2006.
Every time I listen to you talking about battling over there, it's usually Ramadi. Is that your go-to? Is that the toughest time you spent over there?
For me, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was 2005, 2006. If you remember during that time frame, if you were listening to the news, just about every night on the news, you'd hear that there was two Marines killed in Al Anbar province or three soldiers wounded in Al Anbar province. And most of those casualties were taking place in the capital of Al Anbar province, which was the city of Ramadi.
And, you're doing a fictional book right now, and I don't know. Is this a first for you? Coming up with your own story, and is it going to be pulled from your life?
So it's technically no, because I've written a bunch of kids' books that were all fiction. But for adults, yes, this is my first foray into the fiction field. And is it drawn from my life? Yes, it is. But oddly enough, it's not drawn from my military life. I never felt like the need to make things up about what I did in the military. So this is more. Some characters pulled from various times in my life and just about human nature and the way people interact with each other and the sacrifices that people make.
It's Jocko Willink from the Jocko Podcast. I'm going to be honest with you. My partner, Quinn, knows all about you. I just learned about you getting ready for this interview. But how would you describe yourself? If someone says, what do you do? What are you all about? How would you describe yourself, Jocko?
That's a tough one because I do have quite a few things going on. Yeah, I have a podcast for sure. I've written a bunch of books, including Final Spin. I have a bunch of different companies. I have a company that makes supplements and energy drink. I have a company that does leadership consulting across the country and around the world. I have a company where we have a few factories and we make clothing. We make boots and jeans and T-shirts and sweatshirts, and we make all that stuff 100% in America with American materials. So I'm not 100% sure what to describe myself as. Maybe a bit entrepreneurial schizophrenic.
And I think it's important. Like, I bet you're pigeonholed with the whole with the Navy SEAL thing and the military thing, but you do have a lot more to offer. You know, what do you when you look back on who taught you how to be Jocko? Who are the people that did that for you? Was it the officer in charge of you? Was it your dad? Tell me.
I think one thing that I learned pretty early on is that you've got people that you look at and you see what they do well and you see what they do poorly. And you got other people that you look at and you say, man, this person does all kinds of things poorly. And so what I always tried to do was emulate the things that I saw that were good from people that I respected. And I tried to avoid doing the things that were bad that people did that I didn't respect.
So as
far as I'm concerned, everyone was my mentor.
That see what he just did there? He made it sound so simple and easy, and it's like, I get it now.
Is there, could you, if you came here, could you whip us into shape in like 6 weeks, Jocko? Would it even take that long?
I don't know. I'd have to get to know you guys a little bit more, but so far from what I'm sounding, I think it might take a lot longer than 6 weeks, my friend.
Let me repeat the name of the book. Fast-Paced Thriller, Final Spin by Jocko Willink. Navy SEAL Team 3, you led Navy SEAL Team 3. You've done it all. How would you have left Afghanistan? How would you have gotten out of Afghanistan yourself?
Well, the drawdown was done, obviously, too quickly. The fact that we left equipment behind is absolutely disgusting, and the fact that we left Americans behind is beyond repulsive. So you got to control the situations. You know, it's one of the things I learned in the SEAL teams. You ever heard the term situation dictates? Have you ever heard that term before?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. So what I got taught in the SEAL teams is we don't let the situation dictate. We dictate the situation. We set things up the way we want them to be. And the way we left Afghanistan We let other people dictate how we were going to do that, and we should never have let that happen.
Well, I'm just learning about you. I'm looking forward to your book, Final Spin. I'm going to check out your podcast a little more than I already have. I think you're really interesting and thoughtful, so we appreciate your time, Jocko.
Thank you, Jocko.
Yep. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Jocko Willink right there. The book's called Final Spin. It's Picks 106.